Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. It's week 2, game preview. Your Atlanta Falcons going out to LA and playing the Los Angeles Rams. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate your 100 Yards of Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner, and joining me throughout these 17 weeks of talking about the NFL and the Atlanta Falcons, my man, he built the thing down there. I'm going to say touchdown Jesus in Tallahassee, Florida. DBU in Tallahassee, Florida. Florida State at the level they are now. And he's a 12-year veteran of the National Football League and played with the Atlanta Falcons. And as I always say on this show, every week, think about this. See, you got to be built a certain way. You got to be special to play 12 years in the league. That's a long time. And that's saying something about your talent. That's saying something about your intangibles. That's saying something about your confidence. And it's saying something about the organization loving you. So, my man, to talk about the Atlanta Falcons going against the Los Angeles Rams, Mr. Bobby Butler. And before we get started, let's recap what happened last week in the Dome against the New Orleans Saints. How you doing, Brother Butler?
I'm doing good, my man. What's happening with you today?
Hey, I cannot complain, man. It's a great day in the neighborhood. It's sunny outside. It was a little cold last night. So when I woke up, I felt that kind of like winter weather starting to start real early. But I feel good. It's football time.
Well, you feel great.
We got 16 more weeks. And then on the college level, the Georgia Bulldogs are ranked number one. How much more can you get better?
Hey, well, how long they're going to be ranked number one? That's going to be the key. Hey, man, it's the fall season, man. The fall is here early. The weather is showing up, and it's saying the season is time.
Yes, sir.
Football magic to happen. In 2022, I'm excited about it. Hey, listen, man. Yeah, the Falcons, man. We lost a close game last week to a divisional opponent, and probably one of the biggest rivals in all of the NFL, the National Football League. The Hoodats were in town, and we jumped out on them and looked like we had things under control. And then, that Florida State gunslinger came out the second half and started playing football, and so. It was a great game, either way. I mean, it was a one-point win for the Saints. Like I say, a divisional game, a division opponent, and one of the greatest rivals in all of the National Football League. And we lost a one-point game, right? So what we've got to do, what Coach Smith has got to do is build on that. The fact that, because the Saints is a pretty good football team, by the way. If people don't realize that, they're going to give Tampa Bay all they got. This fall, but we've got some pieces, Vincent, that are pretty good. If we can coach what we have and coach it the right way, right? But it's going to be tough, man, going on to take the Rams on simply because they did lose last week as well. We're talking about the NFC champion of 2021. season, who lost in the Super Bowl, who won the Super Bowl last year. And so we're talking about a team that want to get back to the Super Bowl, you know, and we're up against them. They want to right their ship after they lost their first week. But let me tell you something, man. I'm having flashbacks. I wish I had my music today, you know, because, you know, during my time, the Rams was a divisional opponent. You know, we all played in the NFC West back in the day. So when I see them, I want to win, right? I want to win. And I think we have a great chance, man. I want you to consider a few things. All right, now hear me out now. We're talking about paper talk now. Matthew Stafford threw 3 interceptions last week. Okay? In the week opener. That caused him to lose that game, in my opinion. Last season, Matthew Stafford led the league. He was tied with the league in interceptions last year. Now, we can muster up the right defensive game plan. Because, you know, we got some good defensive players, Vincent. You know, we can muster up the right kind of defensive plan and force them to turn the ball over, continue to turn the ball over. I give us a chance in this game. You know, all the experts saying, you know, that Rams just going to blow the Falcons out, I beg to differ. It's not going to happen like that. It's not going to happen like that. I give us a chance in this game. But what we got to do on the defensive side, we got to make them turn the ball over. And then what we got to do, we got to make sure now, even with that, because I think we got a good enough secondary to contain. Now, I say contain. We're not going to stop Cooper Kupp, but we got to contain him. We can't let him do nothing crazy, right? All right. So I believe we got a chance. Now, the big surprise for us this past Sunday, for me, what I took out of it, right, is that our offensive line I thought played well. You know, our offensive line has been part of our weak link on our team. But they played well. They threw the ball 37 times, Vincent. And they only had, we're talking about the Saints defense now. We're not talking about some defense that's just some old lot of guy, you know, defense. We're talking about a real good defense. They only had 3 pressures in the whole game. Now, maybe they had to do something to do with their game plan, thinking that Marcus Mariota may be running the ball a little bit more and they want to sit back a little bit and make him win the game with his arm. I don't know. You know, that could have been their defensive game plan, not to truly go after him, right, because he can hurt you with his feet. But at the end of the day, they only had 3 pressures on our quarterback the whole game. And so I applaud the offensive line for doing that. If we can do that this week, bruh, we got something going, right? Now, from the last game, you know, and we all knew this before we started, that Cordero can run the football. We know he can run the football. So I'm not surprised that he got 120 yards in the game, right? I'm not surprised at that. But here's what I'm concerned about, Vincent. I think we have a weapon. If we know how to use this guy right, see, I like what they did with him last year. They lined him up at wide receiver. See, when you put him in the game, you don't know if he's going to line up at wide receiver. You don't know if he's going to line up in the backfield. But this week, we knew pretty much he's going to line up in the backfield, right? And he did that most of the snaps. But my concern is he's a part of that formula that's going to keep the defense guessing if we line them up outside sometimes, you know, in our personnel approach when we come to the game. You got to move them around. Now, I know we got Kyle. We got Drake London now, our new rookie sensation wide receiver. By the way, he's going to be all that they say he's going to be. You can count that. I mean, he's a player, you know. We got to get him the ball. But we got to get Kyle Pitts more involved in the game. You know, if we can keep our 3-headed monsters involved with the game, you know, we get Cordero Patterson running that ball the way we need it to and mix him up out wide, throwing passes down the field, then we get Kyle Pitts. He's going to move the chain, and he's going to make big plays because he's a wide receiver in a tight end's body. And then we get Drake, you know, doing what he can do as a first-rounder, big body size receiver that can body up them little receivers. Sometimes put him in the slot, Vincent, to Mitch Matz on a 5-8 corner. Bruh, if we play that chess game with our offense with those three guys, hey, man, the sky ain't the limit. The sky is wide open. So I want to see a little bit more of that. And I don't know if Coach Smith was just being a little bit conservative. You know, it's the first week. You know, he don't want to put all his eggs in a basket. But at the end of the day, we want to win as many games as we can, however we got to win them, right? Now, I talk about that, and I like those guys right there. Mariota, you know, it was no surprise in his game last week. You know, the guy, you know, he threw for about 215 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. He rushed for 72 yards. And so with that alone, we got to say, well, that's what was expected. I know for me, that's what I expected. But when he's facing this Rams defense, man, you know, we talking about some dogs over there. We got Aaron Donald over there. We got, in my opinion, the best middle linebacker in the game today, Bobby Wagner, playing on that side now. And then you got arguably the best corner in the league, Jalen Ramsey, out there. So can we muster up enough offense to win this game? I believe we can, Vincent, with the right game plan. But it all evolves around Cordarrelle Patterson. How are we going to use him? If we just going to put him in the backfield and let him dot the I, he'll still be productive, but we're not getting the best out of what we can do overall offense if he's just playing tailback. I'm sorry. You got to put him out wide. You got to keep the defense guessing. You got to do things like that. And so if we have the right game plan, I think we're quite capable of shocking the world this weekend, giving the Rams a 0-2 start in the 2022 season. You know, we can win this game, but the game plan has got to be right. And so I take my hat off to the Falcons defense last week. I thought Grady and the group did a pretty decent job last week. We just got to shore up some things. I like where we are right now. So I give us an opportunity to win this game this weekend.
What I see with this Atlanta Falcons team from a media and fan standpoint, I don't think since I've been here since 1996, I never heard so much negativity about this team going into the season. Mm-hmm. Negativity about the draft, negativity about the scheme, mm-hmm. negativity about everything surrounding this football team. Then I think back, I say last year, they won 7 games. Mm-hmm. When nobody had picked them to even win 4 games. Mm-hmm. Then this year, what amazes me the most is that you have media writers that cover the team that was blasting them. But what I took from the first game, mm-hmm. let's be honest, they outplayed New Orleans for 3.5 quarters. They should have put them away. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm disappointed about. Mm-hmm. Maybe some things that Arthur Smith could have done, but Marcus Mariota, the key turnover. Mm-hmm. You take that in, it's 30-10, game over.
Right, exactly.
But at the end of the day, I came very encouraged. Mm-hmm. I saw a football team. Now, what was one of the main criticisms about them in the offseason? The offensive line. Mm-hmm. But they ran the ball with Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yes, it is.
Then I'm calling you out. Somebody there on the call letter 680 couldn't believe that you took a wide receiver. There was grumbling about you taking Charles. You should have took Charles Cross. But Drake London proved to us, mm-hmm. as you just said, Bobby, he's a player, mm-hmm. a freakazoid.
Midnight
star.
Mm-hmm.
For 3.5 quarters, I saw a team that had a plan, well-coached, physical mm-hmm. football team. The game then ended up, they lost by a point. There's no question about it. Then I hear the negativity yesterday in the media. Mm-hmm. Like the Super Bowl with the Patriots, the same old Falcons. Well, what I'm thinking about is that, okay, before the season started, you blasting Coach Smith for not even winning 4 games. You blasting Coach Smith about who you drafted. You blasting Coach Smith about the offensive line. You blacking across the pass rush.
Right.
They had 4 sacks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Sunday.
Yeah. Hometown hero Lorenzo Carter, who you know personally.
Absolutely.
Had a good game out of North Cross.
Mm-hmm.
Grady Jarrett played like a second level Aaron Donald.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Haywood and AJ Terrell played very well. They went up against a real good New Orleans Saints receiving corps. Maybe when it's all said, one of the top three at the end of the year.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you what the media is looking at. They're looking at the Falcons going out there getting blown out by the Rams. But what I see, like you said, I see chink in the armor out there in L.A. I don't think that football team as it was, it won the Super Bowl. Andrew Woodruff retired in all season. See what I'm saying? Odell Beckham Jr. is not there anymore. Even though Allen Robinson's a good player, but let's face reality, he's not better than the Odell Beckham.
But that right.
Number two, your offensive line, I'm talking about the Rams against Buffalo, was non-existent. Let's keep it real. That Buffalo Bills team dominated.
They did.
And now my question is about Matthew Stafford. Was last year just one of those years that they got hot at the right time? See, I had a hard time this saying when Matthew Stafford played quality ball in Detroit, then when he had Jim Caldwell. But I look at Matthew Stafford, good player, but when the money was on the line, he never answered. He answered last year, but he's prone to throw a lot of picks.
A lot of picks, that's right.
And when you look at that Buffalo game, they say it was showing entry, but what I saw Von Miller. That's why he didn't re-sign with the Rams. I saw a Buffalo defense that dominated. Defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier out of Alcorn State. Can we get some love there?
Just give him some love. He's doing it.
And then I'm looking at the Rams defense. Aaron Donald, non-existent. Ashaun Robinson, non-existent. Let's be real. Josh Allen made them look like small people. No disrespect, Bobby, with Jalen Ramsey. But Stephon Diggs gave him the business.
Well, absolutely.
That's not the same Rams football team.
I agree.
I'm not saying the Falcons are gonna go in there and get a win, but I'm saying they're gonna be very competitive.
Very competitive.
Now I'm looking on this road trip. They play the Rams and they play Seattle. They're gonna stay on the West Coast. I expect the Falcons to split that, go 1-1, come back here 1-2. I expect them, as I predicted, they're gonna win between 8-9 games and they're gonna be an outside playoff team.
Right.
Coach Smith. As I said before, he's going to get everything straightened out. But I like the scheme. It seems like they have a direction. Granted, they shouldn't have lost their football game. But stand up. Rise up, Atlanta. You have a good football team. And I really think you got a good football coach. Think about this. There's a lot of people who don't like Arthur Smith and their staff. I'm talking about the media. But I know why. It's what we call back when I'm from the 901. We call it smelling, hating, jealousy, club nouveau.
Right.
Because Arthur Smith, they feel like he entitled because his daddy built a business from 1976 to a $1 billion company by the name of FedEx in my hometown. Stop hating on the man. The man could coach football.
Absolutely.
Get behind the Falcons, man. Stop making excuses. You had people criticizing because they lost to a good Saints team that might be the best team in the division by 1 point.
That's right.
I would have hated if they got blown out.
Oh, my gosh.
But you know what? What I see is a close football game on Sunday. And I see it coming down who wins the turnover battle.
There it is.
Final comments on the Falcons and the Rams on Sunday. The Savant, Florida State, 12-year veteran. Give us the final score. Who you taking in the football game?
Well, Vincent, I agree with you totally. You know, if you're going to be a fan, let me say this to the fans. Be with us. If you're not a fan, I understand, right? But if you're a fan, be with us. You know, root for us no matter what, right? Don't complain. I think we got some pieces. I can't wait to see. It's going to be very interesting. Because I think we got players that can win, you know. And I think, like you said, Arthur Smith, you know, seems like he does have a plan. I can't wait to see it come into fruition this year. So at the end of the season, Vincent, we can do the thing that we love to do. Be quiet. Be quiet. But let me say this. I think the Falcons are going to win this football game. And let me tell you why I say this, ladies and gentlemen. I like what I saw this past Sunday in them. And the Rams are still the Rams. They still puffed up. I'm listening to what the media out there is saying, what everybody's saying about the game. It's almost like they're not even looking at us this week. It's like they're looking at what's down the road. So I got the Falcons on the West Coast in L.A., 31-24. We're going to win this game, ladies and gentlemen. Remember it was said on 100 Yards of Football this week that the Falcons is going to beat the Rams this Sunday. Count it.
My final words about this football game, I'm going to take the Falcons in the close one, 24-21. I really feel good about this football team. But this is for all the naysayers out there that's in the local media market. See, a lot of people, I watch you, like Stevie Arrington. I watch you, and I heard somebody over there at 680, Bobby, a colleague of ours. Well, he's not a colleague of mine. But we already talked about him in 1980. He was the quarterback of that national championship team. Uh-huh. And I remember what you said. You know who I'm naming? Your initials are BB. Uh-huh. You don't even respond back to me on Twitter. But you're watching us. And you're stealing. And I heard what you said. You said the Falcons are going to be an average bad football team. And if anybody believe they're going to be better, I remember your words, BB. You said, we are crazy. Use the words crazy.
Wow. Wow.
I love it.
Wow.
And then I hear other Falcon fans on the radio. These are guys that supposed to be the Falcons host. And now a lot of Falcons say, I'm from here, but I'm a Falcons fan. But I heard people yesterday say, I hate the Falcons. What I see is no loyalty, but this is a good football team, man. Arthur Smith has a great plan. And to you and all the people out there, go back to you, BB. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You said the Falcons should have took Charles Cross. No question about it. That's your opinion. Mm-hmm. But I know what you was thinking about after the first game against Drake London.
Hey, man.
The Saints.
Man, listen. Let me tell you the problem in the game of football when it comes to receivers, corners, right? It's not speed, Vincent. It's size. That's the nightmare. Because even guys with size who can't run that fast, they are a problem. Physicality, right? On the edge, Drake London is that and some more. Right? He's got good speed. He's long. He's heavy. He's physical. He's the guy who can catch the ball in traffic. He's going to come up with balls that normally people can't come up with because of size. Julio Jones was a monster because of one thing, size. Okay? So this young man here, listen, man, it's not going to be a surprise to me. By the time his career is over, he has all the receiving records for the Atlanta Falcons. Y'all remember I said that this day in 2022. So listen, this guy is special. And when you can put that special with the special tight end and with the piece of the chessboard, Cordero, well, we can do this, 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 and that. Y'all ought to be excited. Atlanta, the football world ought to be excited to see what we do with those three players on the field at the same time. Bruh, you talking about checkmate. You talking about cornering somebody. Bro, I would hate to have that nightmare. Hey, what is one of the greatest reasons that Tom Brady is so successful? Because he's able to play the chess game. You know, he's going to miss Gronk. Why? Because Gronk allows him to throw the ball inside, because Gronk is a big 6'7", 260-pound tight end. That's what he's supposed to do, catch the ball inside. But then they split him out wide. And corners can't match it. Why? Physicality. And so we got a receiver that's got all that. He had a tight end, Vincent. He's a receiver. And then we got a tight end who's got receiver ability. Come on, man. Y'all ought to be happy with what we got. And the projections, all these guys are young. They're young. They're first, second year players, man. Come on. And with that chess piece, that pawn in the back from Tennessee, that we can just do all kinds of things with. Man, y'all ought to be excited. I know I'm excited. I wish I was playing quarterback for the Falcons right now. Right? I would be excited. So listen, man, don't complain. Look at what we got going on. And get behind us. This city, more than anything, need you behind us. But Vincent, there's one problem we have in Atlanta. And I got to say this. It's always been this way since I've been here. I came here in 1981. And nobody is from Atlanta. All my neighbors in my neighborhood, I live in a cul-de-sac here. All these people live around me. Nobody's from Atlanta. Right? So that's why sometimes you get a lot of criticizing, because nobody are truly Falcon fans. But for those of you who call yourselves Falcon fans, y'all need to come on with it and be real fans. And to you sports writers, if you ain't for us, hey, y'all fire them. Get somebody in there who gonna cover it right. Fire them. Get somebody in there who gonna cover it right and gonna support our team.
My final words says greatly by the legend, 12-year veteran that played in the league, Florida State finest. The words were spoke greatly. If you like the video and you're a Falcon fan, please come in and share it. We truly appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to our producer, Mr. Logan Landers. And to all the people that I just called out, I don't have no dog in the fight. I'm not on TV. I'm not on ESPN. I'm just a guy that's trying to follow my dream and talk football. But I got something for all y'all that I'm going to start calling you out. You smile in your face all the time you want to take your place. You backstabbers. Undisputed truth. One more time. I don't care if you don't like me. I'm Brother Butler. Smile in your face all the time you want to take your place. Backstabbers.
Yes, sir. Call them out.
Be blessed. 100 yards of football.
Peace.
Let's find out what Mr. Football Vincent Turner has to say about the next game preview.
Welcome to 100 yards of football. Game preview, week two of the NFL. The Miami Dolphins traveling to take on the Baltimore Ravens. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. The Dolphins versus the Ravens. Let me start with the Miami Dolphins. Kudos to head coach Mike McDaniel. I like him. I like him. I like him. That Dolphins team last week in that win over New England, what I saw is team effort. The defense, interception, forced fumble, very high level play. And then let's talk about the offense. See, coming into the preseason, everybody was talking about, could Mr. Tua be that guy at the quarterback position? Could Mike McDaniel change the face of the offense? Then the Dolphins made big news in the offseason, signed Tariq Hill, getting him from the Kansas City Chiefs. But you know what? The offense was very solid. Mr. Tua, 23 of 33, 207 yards, one touchdown. But what I like about it, Tariq Hill, 9 receptions, 94 yards, 8 receptions for 94 yards. And then Jalen Waddle, big touchdown, 69 yards receiving. So what I'm going to give them, I'm going to give them a new nickname. Mr. Tua's Dan Marino in 1984, and Mr. Tariq Hill and Jalen Waddle are the Marx brothers. Remember them, Mark Clayton and Mark Dupa? I think I'm seeing a reincarnation of those Miami offensive teams that made it to the Super Bowl with Dupa and Clayton. Now we got Hill and Waddle, 4x100 speed. Now let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens. One thing about John Harbaugh and the Baltimore Ravens, I'm going to get to Lamar Jackson. For some reason, they always going to play good defense. Last week against Joe Flacco, that secondary stepped up. Them studs, Marcus Williams, Marlon Humphreys, Bobby Humphreys' baby son, Alabama 1985. Well, his son Marlon is a pretty good football player. Last week, they intercepted Joe Flacco 3 times and forced a fumble. But all eyes were on Lamar Jackson. South Florida, that's for you, Bobby Butler. Representing the South Florida clique. What'd he do last week? 17 to 30, 213 yards. And you know what? He had 17 yards on 6 carries. He didn't really run the football a lot. And he had 3 touchdowns last week in the air. But one thing about Lamar Jackson, and I'm not going to play here, I think the only thing that's keeping him from really taking this game to above everybody else, and that's because of Josh Allen. I think he just got to improve a little bit passing. But as someone told me, and I thought about it this morning before I got up and started doing my videos here on One of Y'all's Football, think about this, Vince. He wouldn't be in the league if he couldn't throw the football. Well, last week he threw that beautiful 55-yard dab to Rashid Bateman out of Minnesota by way of the state of Georgia. Boy, that looked good. So you know what? I'm taking the Ravens over the Dolphins in a very close football game, 24-21. I think the Dolphins are going to represent because I like that shining star, the coaching position, Mike McDaniel. I like him. And the Ravens, Lamar Jackson now is playing for that money. He came in the season, said, you know what? I'm going to bet on myself. That takes a lot of cojones, if you know what I mean. A lot of people ain't built like that. They would have took the money. But I'm going to look forward to seeing the Dolphins playing the Ravens. Woo-hoo! Baltimore one more time, 24. Miami, 21.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Vincent Turner here on One of the Odds Football. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Jeremiah Long. Knoxville, Bobby Butler, South Florida, Ronnie Keebler, Brooklyn, New York, Mark Bass, Lufkin, Texas. It's the NFL, baby!
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.